Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the... I'm going to ask you to go ahead and call in, because so far we haven't been able to get our special guests for this afternoon. So we're really going to have to rely upon those of you out in the listening audience to help us. And we had hoped to have this afternoon David and Mark Geyer. Dr. Mark Geyer, his son David, is working on his PhD, discussing the mercury cover-up here in America that is being used to poison our children. Now, remember our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, because it may just be you and me. But they have actually been putting mercury in the vaccines that have been given to our children for, well, going back 30 to 40 years, knowing full well that this was up to 80 to 90 times the maximum level allowed by the Environmental Protection Agency. And not only that, but of course, no mercury is good for you. It's sort of like lead. There is no safe level of lead, and there is no safe level of mercury. And you hear the hypocrites in the public health service saying, oh, to women, you should not be certainly going ahead and eating fish. Do you know there's mercury in that fish? That could be harmful to your child. You care about your child, you're not going to be eating fish. And then what happens? Why, up until just about 2 years ago, why, that child, the very, very first day in the nursery, the first day of birth, when the mind, when the brain, when the body is developing at its highest rate, they were giving a shot of hepatitis B vaccine with 87 times the level of accepted mercury. And we know this. They knew what was going on, because in a recent lawsuit, Dr. Hilleman, who worked for Merck Company, had actually sent an email to his superior saying, don't you know that we're giving this toxic dose of mercury? Now, why did they have it in the vaccine? Well, they said they had to have it there as an antiseptic, in other words, to sterilize the vaccine. But they didn't bother to put it in the MMR vaccine, because it would have killed the live viruses. So why was it necessary in the DPT vaccine and the hepatitis B vaccine and the other vaccines, but not where there were live viruses, not in the polio? Of course, the polio vaccine was given by mouth, but certainly the live viruses were given by shot. So they just said, well, be careful. Oh, and it would be just too expensive to have individual vials, you know. It might cost, you know, a few cents more. So we're going to put this toxic dose of mercury in. And I would like to suggest that it was not a mistake. If you go back and you read the writings of Bertrand Russell in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, on page 50, he talks about how they want to mold the minds of children. Mold the minds of our people. And he says on page 50, by the use of diet, injections, and injunctions, we will be able to mold the minds of the generation to the point where the authorities want. In other words, we will be able to create the people who would be subservient to the government. In essence, he says, by diet, injections, and injunctions. And, of course, they've been putting things that are toxic into our vaccines and selling us that, oh, this is necessary to save human lives. Well, if you read my articles on the vaccines, taking the government old figures, there were 30 children who died every year from measles, the very year that measles was introduced into this society. But, of course, you're never going to hear that from any physician who's telling you how important it is to give your child the vaccines. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And it doesn't look like we're going to have our regularly scheduled guests, so give us a call here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll talk about this incredible story, how they have been intentionally and knowingly harming the minds of our children and creating all sorts of problems. Do you realize that 1 in 6 American children today either has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or some sort of a behavioral abnormality? And those figures are frightening, but you see, it never used to be like this. And it really began when we began giving our children the vaccines, and they knew exactly what they were doing. They did not want the American people to know what they were doing. And who were they? Well, you only have to read the writings, as I mentioned, of Bertrand Russell, and reading the writings of some of the intellectuals working behind the scenes, who they look at the world entirely differently. They believe that a ruling elite has to actually determine the future of mankind. There's a wonderful book I just got one copy of it. It's very, very hard to get. Entitled Man and His Future, a SIBA Symposium in 1962. The book is published in 1963, and there are all these intellectuals telling how they're going to control the population growth by putting things into our water so people can't have children, or as they said, as the Swiss wanted, they wanted to add fluoride to the salt, talking about population control. But of course, you couldn't do it because you couldn't tell how much salt people were going to have. And of course, Francis Crick, who worked on the plan to decipher the helix of the DNA along with Watson. It was Crick and Watson. They both got Nobel Prizes. But there's Francis Crick saying, well, we can put something into the water, and then, of course, we can clean up with something else so that people can have children. But why to have children? From a Christian point of view, why? People have that right, but from a purely humanistic point of view, why should people have the right to have children? So the intellectuals, of course, want to determine who's going to have children. But also, we certainly don't want smart children, and so we're going to give them all the vaccines. And tragically, people have no idea what's really going on today. And so we'll be back in just a moment here to develop this. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because our regularly scheduled guests are not here. Anyway, for a period of at least 30 years, they were putting thimerosal, which is an ethyl mercury compound, extremely toxic, into the vaccines and giving them to newborn children and giving them in a series of shots during the early years of life. And I've talked to parent after parent after parent of an autistic child who said, my child was fine. They were meeting all the various stages of development, and they were walking at the right time and talking at the right time, and they were perfectly normal and healthy until they took their vaccine, and then they started to regress, and then they started coming back again. I went to the doctor and said, I think it was the vaccine, and the doctor assured me, oh, it couldn't have been the vaccine. And so then they took another shot, and the child, of course, began to regress again, but never recovered. And the parents, and I've heard this story, this sort of story over and over again, it's not that the doctor, would intentionally hurt the child. It is the doctors have been deceived, just like the people have, as far as what's going on. And the terrible danger of the mercury in the vaccines, and then, of course, the live measles virus, which creates an autism colitis. And these children have intense diarrhea, and then, of course, with there's inflammation of the bowel. And then, of course, the membrane of the bowel becomes more permeable, and the children begin to absorb the byproducts of milk and of wheat, and they get out into the bloodstream, and then they get into the brain, and they produce terrible mental problems because they almost act like a narcotic. And there are doctors, there's only a handful of them, maybe a few hundred across America, that are treating these tragic children with remarkable results. But if you don't believe that there is a organized effort to harm our children, let me suggest you go back and get your Newsweek and your Time and your U.S. News and World Report. And I think it was about 2 months ago when the controlled media put out this program. And, of course, you saw it in all of the major news magazines. You saw it in all of the major newspapers. You heard it on all of the television programs and many of the radio programs talking about, of course, this terrible tragedy of autism, but nobody has any idea why this is happening. There's some crackpots who think it's related to the mercury, but, certainly it's not. I mean, the scientists, the CDC assures you it's not the mercury. We have no idea what it is, but, you go along with what your doctor tells you, and certainly don't try to get your child treated, and certainly don't try to get your child chelated and try to get the mercury out of them, because, of course, it might be harmful to their liver or kidney. Well, I'm more concerned about what's happening to their brain. And the types of chelation that are used today to help these children does not hurt their kidney or their liver. It is beneficial and it mobilizes the mercury. And Dr. Geyer, who I had on just the other evening, was telling me about this treatment they're using. And they've come to the conclusion, first of all, that the majority of the children who are have autism are boys. It's about, I think, 5 or 6 times more frequent in boys than in girls. And so they hit upon this idea that it may have something to do with the androgenic hormones that are circulating in boys, not at a high level at a very young age, but that's what separates boys from girls and why they begin to develop differently. And so they came up with the idea of giving something to block the androgens, and they told the story of one boy. He was 9 years old. He couldn't speak, he couldn't read, he couldn't communicate, and they placed him into this experimental program, and within 3 or 4 weeks of the beginning the treatment, where they blocked his androgenic hormones and then chelated him to get rid of the mercury, he began to speak. Within a couple of months, he was reading, and he was approaching normal. And yet, the CDC and the NIH and the AMA and the professional organizations tell you, if you have a child like this, don't get them treated, and certainly don't go to some sort of a quack who wants to regulate their diet. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there are treatments out there, and they're being intentionally suppressed. And there are organizations, and you've done a number of interviews with people who are treating these children, who have dedicated their life to helping them. But what wicked people there are who are intent upon hurting our children. We've got Colin Allen calling from New York State, and our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I guess we're going to do an open hour this time. A regular scheduled guest isn't here, so give us a call. We'd like to know what you're thinking about. But right now, Alan from New York State, and he wants to talk about Terry Schiavo, who we discussed this last hour with William Federer, who had an opportunity to spend a couple of evenings with Mr. Gibbs, who was the lawyer for the Schiavo family, for the Schiavo family, and spent a good deal of time with Terry, and gives an entirely different picture of what really happened, entirely different than the perception you got watching television. And you know those pictures that you remember seeing on television as Terry is dying and you see her husband leaning over her? Well, those pictures were taken many, many months ago. They would not allow television cameras in the room because her skin began to shrivel up. Her cheeks became sunken, her eyes became sunken, her complexion became dark, and of course her skin was so parched it was beginning to crack. But those pictures were not what you saw on television. You thought, you watched television, you thought you saw what was happening. All you saw was what you were supposed to see. The image that the people who control our media wanted you to see. The pictures of Michael Schiavo, so concerned, leaning over his wife. But those were pictures, not the pictures were taken when she was dying, because they wouldn't allow the pictures in there, because they didn't want you to see how horrible it really was. Alan, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, on an interview with William Federer, I think he's quite deceived about what George Bush's intentions are as far as appointments are concerned, because I don't share that at all. Not many people know, but Gary Bauer said in response to a question I asked him about why he threw his support, he ran for president in 2000, to McCain, instead of to George Bush, and he said he had a conference with George Bush, and George Bush would not promise to appoint only pro-life judges.
I think you're absolutely right. And, of course, William Federer is one of my favorite friends. But friends don't always agree on everything. I have a great deal of respect for William, and I consider him, you know, a good American. But he is part of the Republican establishment, and it sometimes takes a lot of courage sometimes to say, I'm not going to go along with the establishment. I'm going to do what I believe is right. And William is a courageous guy. He's run for Congress three times. I love him. But we disagree on this.
I have his books, but I agree with what you said. Alberto Gonzalez is, you know, Mr. I Love Torture. you know, the president is above the law, Gonzalez, and he voted to, I think you brought it out before, to that a 12-year-old girl who was pregnant didn't have to tell her parents.
And that was, of course, a legal decision.
When he was a judge.
Right, that was a legal decision when he was on the judge on the bench there. In fact, I think George Bush appointed him to the state bench in Texas. So, yes, I share your concerns. But,
I one of the things, too, that I wanted to mention down there, there was a coach from Ohio who went out there and reported on his website, and I'm sorry, I can't remember. I think it's Daubenmeyer, and he reported that there was a police sniper on top of that hospice building, and that they arrested a 10-year-old boy. Five police arrested and handcuffed a 10-year-old boy who tried to bring water into Terry Schiavo.
I know. Oh, I'd heard that story. I hadn't heard the story about the
sniper. Well, I saw the picture of them manacling behind his back, and, you know, I share David Gibbs, Attorney Gibbs, shame at being an American, the way he feels about that, and I just can't understand some of the things that are going on. I'm very concerned about all this push is going on to get rid of the filibuster, because Larry Pratt has mentioned that we need the filibuster to save the Second Amendment, and we have needed it in the past and have used it that way too. If they're just saying that it's just going to be for judges, maybe they can break outside of that and then take away the filibuster, say, when a Second Amendment, the right to own, keep and own guns is brought up.
Keep and own weapons. You're absolutely right. And basically what they want is an efficient government. I don't think there's anything more frightening than the concept of a very efficient government with no checks and balances.
Right.
We just put through whatever we want to, and we'll turn our back on 200 years of tradition, because we want, of course, to get the people in that we think are going to be good. But I wonder how many people out in the audience can absolutely guarantee me that George Bush is not going to appoint Alberto Gonzalez or William Pryor to the Supreme Court. Would you really want the man who betrayed Judge Roy Moore sitting on the federal bench? Would you really want Alberto Gonzalez, Mr. Torture, sitting on the Supreme Court? I would think that everybody would be very, very concerned. But you see, what they've done, Alan, is they've confused people. And we believe what we hear from our religious leaders, and we believe what we read in religious publications. And that is, of course, that we have a Christian administration, and we can trust them. We can trust them to do the right thing and to tell us the truth. But does anybody really believe that they have told us the truth about why we went into Iraq? Does anybody believe that they've told us the truth about what their future plans are for America? And, of course, how can it be that there were 25 people in the original project for the American Century Group? 25 people met in 1997. The plan to take over our government, you can go to their website, newamericancentury.org. That's newamericancentury.org, and pull down their website and look at their statement of principles in June or July of 1997, and there are 25 people listed there. Sean Bolton.
I think Gary Bauer might be one of them, too.
Gary Bauer was one of them. You're absolutely right. Of course, but he is, of course, what you have to understand is that they want to dominate the Christians. They want to dominate the right. They want to dominate the left. But they want their people in positions of power. And who are their people? Paul Wolfowitz, John Bolton, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Liddy, Elliot Abrams. And look at the list and see where they are today. How could 25 people have that much power? Why, there is a force behind them. That's what it's all about. Hey, thank you very much for calling, Alan. We'll have to let you go.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
You too.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, because we're doing open lines today, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And let's go to Rick, who's calling us from Texas. Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. So you see the theater they're putting on with George Bush going over to talk to the Saudi Arabians about selling us more oil or something?
Well, I think a lot of it, of course, everything is symbolism over substance, is showbiz or rhetoric over reality. Call it what you want. The thing is that they are intentionally running the price of oil up because they want to get us out of their cars. That's what this is really all about. But, of course, we're going to try to make the American people think, oh, shucks, we went into Iraq because we needed more oil, and we're pumping as much oil as ever, but somehow there's a shortage, and that's why the price is going up. Though the price prices going up. First of all, so the oil companies can make money, but secondly, because they really want to get us out of our cars and certainly out of our SUVs. And since the people wouldn't do it voluntarily, why, we're going to be punished.
Well, it's just amazing to me how these guys, while they're playing one side, doing one thing on one side, they appear exactly diametrically on the other. It's like, it's almost like they, you can almost tell what they're doing by what they appear to what their appearance is.
Well, I think once you understand it's all showbiz, then of course you can begin to understand what's going on. If you take things at face value, of course you're going to be misled, but we've got to get people to begin to think. And that's a difficult commodity to get today as a thinking American.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know, Dr. Stan. According to Revelations 18, Mystery of Babylon, that looks a lot like America does. I mean, it made the merchants of the earth rich through her much delicacies. Every unclean and hateful bird is lodging there, meaning evil spirits. I don't know. It's starting to... I mean, we could change America, but I think people have to get a little hungry first.
Well, I think our job right now, Rick, is to reach as many people as we can with the truth. When times get bad, why, people are going to listen. But our job right now is to get the information out. Remember, and this is what consoles me all the time, is the fact that this is God's battle. All we're supposed to do is do our best. And the final analysis, why, victory will be his. Or vengeance will be his. We're going to have to wait and see and just hope and pray it'll be victory rather than vengeance. But our job is to do our best and to put our faith in him.
Well, that's true. But do you think where he says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her plagues? Don't you think eventually at some point we got to, you know, the true remnant's going to be, I mean, called out to where God can, you know, it was like, for instance, like Jerusalem, 70 A.D., Titus overran it. Well, by then, the church had pretty much been persecuted out of the place, right?
Right.
So maybe it's...
Unfortunately, I wish I knew where there was that's safe to grow. The battle for the survival of Western civilization is here, and I'm not yet ready to throw in the towel. Are you?
No.
All right, because remember, I know people who've gone to other countries to try to get away from this. And, you know, and invariably, I remember a fellow who went, got himself an island over in New Guinea just before the communists took over. Other people, of course, went to South Africa before the communists took over there. Other people went to Portugal, and the communists took over there. So the final battle is really right here in America. And we've got to stand as long as we can for righteousness, okay?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but Dr. Stan, I was just thinking. I was at Walmart. I don't usually go to Walmart, but I was there, and I stopped and looked around, and almost half the people were not just overweight. They were obese.
I know, but of course, a lot of that is because they're drinking all that Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke to take the weight off without realizing it produces a lesion in their brain so they can't lose weight.
But Dr. Stan, if that had happened over a year, everyone would be up in arms that someone tainted our food supply. But since it's taken, what, 20 or 25 years, no one even notices it.
Well, our job is, you've got to help us get the truth out on fluoride and mercury, on certainly aspartame, NutraSweet. All of these are poisons. They attack. We wonder why so many men have sexual dysfunction, because every one of those, of course, attacks the testosterone levels. Every one of them produces cancer, and everyone attacks the brain. So our job is to get the truth out, and you just keep listening and help us get the truth out.
Okay.
God bless you, and thanks so much for calling. And I just want to mention to our listeners that we're changing our shortwave frequencies for this 2 hours again. We're going to be at 9.985. That's 9.985 for the afternoon program at Radio Liberty. And, of course, we're going to be starting on WWCR as well during this, at least the first hour, at 9.495 will be WHRI. And 9.985 will be WWCR. So you can get us for the 2 hours at 9.495. That's 9.495. And the first hour at 9.985. Please tell others that we want to get our audience back again. We've been having some difficulties. We'll get to Ben here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Have you ever wondered whether you're really getting the truth from the media? Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory is going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999.
Are you
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon didn't show up, so if you're out there in the listening audience would like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And one thing I would suggest is never believe anybody for what they say. Watch and see what they do. If they profess one thing, are they really doing that thing? For instance, when somebody's running for political office and says, I want to cut back on government spending, I want to cut back on big government, and then they turn around and they spend more money and they get us into more debt and they increase the size of our government, why, of course, you have to figure that maybe they weren't really telling you the truth initially. But people will say what you want to hear. Never judge a person by what he says. Judge them by what he does. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And from Salinas, it's Ben. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. As you, I'm one. I dearly love this country, and I believe that we, the people, can save this country if we will only help God. We must believe in the true God of goodness as what we're about. And get away from these politics, and I'm going to make 2 points to express what I'm saying. We have Mr. Bush today walking hand in hand through his garden there with the Saudi prince. Now, Saudis hit the Twin Towers. The Saudis sponsor these terrorist schools. The Saudis, one of the reasons we're bankrupting our nation and looting the treasury is because we have to understand, if we're going to help God, we have to expose evil to this cleansing light of daylight and get the evil where it is, regardless of our party affiliations. This evil must be stopped. Please, you people in the Jesus states out there, please hear me and Salinas, a little lettuce picker. I love America. Help me and help Dr. Stan to help God to save our country. Only strip away the evil and look at the truth wherever it goes, and we can have our country back. Number two, you're a doctor, Stan. 142 Social Security places where you can resolve Medicare issues. They're going to consolidate that to four locations where you can only apply for your medical treatments disallowed by Medicare through video conferencing. That's probably going to be watched by a computer or some 18-year-old person out of a school that doesn't have the life experience. Do you in America realize how many elderly, disabled, and utterly poor who have no protection whatsoever? Do you realize how many people are going to die waiting for the so-called medical approval while we're building 17 new military bases in Iraq and getting ready to attack Iran? And while they cut $1.5 billion out of the new Veterans Administration for the care of those who went and fought and are coming back, living in their cars, having fought for this country. Please hear me, hear Dr. Stan. We must help God to save America. We have to get these Pharisees, like Alberto Gonzalez, it's okay to torture people to the point of organ failure. John Negroponte, who helped Kissinger kill 200,000 people down in El Salvador and South America. We're in trouble, people. Please hear my prayers and put them with yours. Let's save America and support Dr. Stan. And if you don't believe in me, believe in your own country. What comes first to you? Your family security, medical care, Social Security? Because most of us are the 89.9% that are not wealthy. You know, it's we, the people, we in America, not Republicans or Democrats. All I can say is, please help us, and Dr. Stan, help God to save this country. Because God is good, people. He is good. And if we will let him, he will lead us to freedom, and we can have our country back. Let's be those that say we can see America as it should be and can be, and we ask, why not?
All right. God bless you. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye. All right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or we're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Ben feels very, very deeply about what's going on in our country today. I think that most people really don't understand. We're living in a make-believe world where things are played for with make-believe money because, of course, our Constitution calls for all money to be based on gold and silver because our founding fathers knew what had happened in past civilizations. In fact, the very year when our founding fathers were meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to write the Constitution, Professor Alexander Tyler wrote, and he was over at Edinburgh, he was a professor of history at Edinburgh, and he said, democracies are temporary forms of government. They last only until the public realizes they can vote themselves into the largesse of the treasury. People vote for the politicians who will give them the most. The country, of course, spends money, goes bankrupt, and the government is replaced by a dictatorship. And that is exactly what is happening here in America. Our founding fathers understood. That's why they created a republic, where we were a government not of men, but of laws, and where the Ten Commandments was the foundation of our legal system. Not the decisions by a judge who says, well, I think this person would be better off dying, and we're going to have an edict, and we're going to kill her, because, after all, I think that that she wouldn't want to live like this, as they did with Terry Schiavo. You must understand, we have turned our back on God's law. And it doesn't matter what I think about any issue. It's what would God say? What does his law say? God judges people, and God judges nations. And since people will be judged in the next world, but nations will not be. Nations then are judged in this world and in their lifetime, and there's never been an instant where a nation is turned against God, where God is not eventually turned against that nation. Our telephone number is 1-888 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. I think we're already seeing God's judgment on America. I think that what you have to understand is that none of our social welfare programs are sustainable. There isn't enough money. Right today, we're borrowing almost $3 billion a day from other countries to try to sustain our spendthrift ways. And we are just spending money as if it's going out of style. There is no money behind what's going on today. Most of the countries in the world are holding as the reserves U.S. dollars that are redeemable in absolutely nothing. At one time, our dollars were redeemable in lawful money. And I can remember when I was a very young person seeing those Federal Reserve certificates. And written on that was, this note is lawful money, and this note is legal tender, and is redeemable in lawful money at any branch of the United States Treasury or at any Federal Reserve Bank. And then one day, without a mention at all by anyone in the media, that little notation on the Federal Reserve note changed, and it said, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, period. Not redeemable in anything. Well, countries throughout the world are holding American dollars that are redeemable in absolutely nothing. And it's sort of like the Social Security Fund. It's redeemable in absolutely nothing. Well, they said it's got the full strength and prestige of the American government behind it. Well, where's the government going to get the money to pay off the Social Security Trust Fund? The government doesn't have any money. The only money the government has is what it can take from us by taxation. If they raise the taxes, people get unhappy and vote the politicians out. What the government can borrow from other countries, but other countries are getting tired of lending America money. And that, of course, what it can print. And, of course, when it prints money, why it goes the way of Germany in the 1920s, when, of course, the currency became valueless, or what happened in Argentina here 4 or 5 years ago, what happened in Russia just a few years ago, what happened in Turkey. I heard somebody commenting that, you know, our currency can't fall to nothing. Oh, yes, it may be fallen 50% over the last 5 years or so, but it can't go to nothing, and that's absolutely right. In Turkey recently, why they revalued the currency. And basically, they just took 6 zeros off, and a million lira or whatever it was became 1 lira. Our currency won't become worthless. It'll always be worth something, but maybe 1/1 of what it is today. And this is what has happened time and time and time again when you have irresponsible governments in place. And of course, inflation will destroy the pensions of everybody listening to this program, will destroy what you have been promised as far as your Social Security and your medical benefits. It will destroy your annuities, your bank accounts, your CDs, your bonds. And of course, we're on the verge of that. We'll be right now call Tom calling in from Utah. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Duxton, how are you?
I'm doing just great. You listen on shortwave or internet?
Internet.
Okay, fine.
I have a question I'd like you to address. Harmon Taylor, you know, he was one of the lawyers involved in the Timothy McVeigh case.
On the Timothy McVeigh. Now, who was the lawyer?
Harmon Taylor.
I really don't know him at all. Go ahead.
Well, he gave a speech out at the head of rally of the 10-year anniversary here just a few days ago.
Right.
And he gave a speech, and he was talking about the nation state, you know, legal mumbo-jumbo, because he's a lawyer. And he finally got to the point where he said he was asking for some of his materials, but he had to pay in troy ounces of silver, because he wanted to get away from this fiat money system that our government had set up. So he only accepts payment in troy ounces of silver. I thought, that is interesting. Why doesn't the constitutional movement just go to a dual system, accepting the payment of like materials, like your own materials, like in silver?
Well, of course, either silver or gold. Actually, if you go up on newswithviews.com, there's Ed Vieira, who's a constitutional lawyer, very, very smart person. He has his doctorate from Harvard. He's written a series of articles going into the banking system, the Federal Reserve, and actually he's talking about trying to set up a parallel monetary system. Of course, the establishment will do everything they can to destroy that, because they don't want you to have anything to protect your savings. How else can they save How else can they can steal from you? If you have things that are of inherent value and they can't get at them, why, of course, you're free. But if everything you have is wound up in something they can control, of course, you're their slave. So you're absolutely right. This could be done. We just need, of course, to get people to understand the monetary fraud. And, of course, we have a number of books that go into that. And we just hope people will get our programs or even read our newsletters. They were August and September and October of last year that explain the fraudulent monetary system that is being used to steal from the American people.
Right. You know, and our government, because all this fiat money is used to pay off politicians in Washington, and I was just thinking, even in our personal level, if we can just kind of like get away on our own initiative.
But we need enough people to understand.
Right, right. They're like doing transactions, you know, like in silver or some other form. Oh, you know?
That's fine. There's nothing at all against that. But first we have to educate people. Educate, educate. There have to be enough people who care. Hey,
yeah.
Thanks for calling. Great thought.
You bet. Thanks.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Herman, who's calling from Monterey. Hi, Herman. How you doing?
Doing well. Good afternoon. Last night on 60 Minutes, they talked about outsourcing medical care to foreign countries. And just when you thought nothing else could be sent offshore, people are going to Thailand and getting operations for one-eighth the cost, going to India for one-tenth the cost.
And a lot of those doctors were actually trained here in the United States. They're very well-trained physicians.
Yeah, and they get private nurses and wonderful care.
You might even get a back rub in the hospital.
Well, you know, it makes me think of your statement that the goal of our leaders is to raise our standard of living to that of the Mexican peasants. Now, if that sounds ridiculous at first glance, but if our dollar were to go through a period of severe devaluation through inflation, where foreigners, could buy our dollars for next to nothing, then we would, in effect, have had our living standard reduced.
And the plan is to reduce the living standards. And for anybody out there in the listening audience, and you've heard me say this before, but get a copy of the Earth Charter off the Internet, or call us at 1-800-544-8927. Read this occult document. It's written by Gorbachev, by Marie Strong, and by Stephen Rockefeller, all of whom, in my opinion, are coming from the dark side. And point 10 talks about the redistribution of wealth within nations and between nations. How do you redistribute the wealth between nations? Why you impoverish the middle class? Because they're certainly not going to give up their money. It's only our money that they're going to redistribute throughout the world. You're absolutely right.
Well, it's a sad day.
Our job, of course, is to get the American people to understand not only what's taking place, but the spirits of forces that are energizing these wicked people. And Gorbachev is a wicked man. And yet, of course, he is lauded and applauded by the media here in America. Why is that?
Well, through our media, I'm sure.
It is simply a reflection that they all worship the same God, but it's not the God of the Bible.
Well, thank you.
God bless. Thanks so much. And let's go, of course, to Fred, who's calling us from Salinas. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to let everybody know that they should get a hold of that book, Confessions of a Economic Hitman.
Isn't that a great book?
And they would find out, and they could understand what's going on down in South America right now.
Right. And, of course,
Peru and...
And for our listeners, Mr. Perkins was actually recruited into the NSA, a top-secret spy agency, and then set off first in the Peace Corps and then assigned to a major international corporation. And his job was to get other countries to borrow money so that the governments there could really put the people into indentured servitude. And so they would have such a tremendous debt that they would have to pay off that half the money that the country would collect would have to be used to pay the interest on their international debt to American banks, debt to the International Monetary Fund, which we control, and the World Bank, which we control. Now, Mr. Perkins is a very liberal individual. He is into a lot of spirituality I would disagree with, but his book is well worthwhile reading, and we offer the book, and we also have a four-tape set, Economic Hitman, which is my interviews with Mr. Perkins and my comments on it. I appreciate so much you mentioning that, Fred.
It's hard to understand what's going on down there right now, but I look through the Wall Street Journal and I see instances of this going on all over the world right now. It's really sad what the World Bank and the International Monetary Funds have done to these countries. And
they've impoverished the people, they've enslaved the people, and they've done it with our money. That's what's so unconscionable. And the American people honestly think that they're concerned about poverty and living standards. No, they're concerned about keeping these people indentured and keeping them in servitude.
It's a sad, sad situation.
You say one thing, you do another, and of course people have forgotten it. You know, what you've done, they think that when you say, I'm so concerned about the poor, I'm so concerned about health care in these poor countries, I'm so concerned about the falling living standards, why are they falling? Well, they're falling because we've got them so deeply in debt they can't get out. That's what it's all about. And our job is, of course, to get the word out. Thanks so much for calling,
Brent. Have a good day.
Bye-bye and God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and it's always an interesting time when we don't have our regular scheduled guest, but hopefully we'll get Dr. Geyer on again because his message is so vitally important. When you understand that one in six children has either a neurodevelopmental and or a behavioral pattern that didn't happen by accident, it is part of a plan of some very wicked people who have been poisoning our children with mercury, with fluoride, and, of course, with NutraSweet. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program.
This is a fascinating four-tape set, Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, let me just remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent on those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America of 5 hours every day on radio, 5 hours on the internet, 5 hours by satellite, and 4 hours by shortwave. But believe me, it's an expensive proposition every month. And so if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family, or you can help us in any way, and incidentally, we are going to go on to an additional shortwave program for the first hour. We had lost so many of our listeners when they changed us to the summer schedule. From now on, starting actually later this week on Thursday, why we will be for our afternoon shortwave on WHRI at 9.495. That's 9.495. Then, of course, we're starting the first of next week for the first hour of our afternoon shortwave at 9.985. That's 9.985. And your job is to call people across the country and let them know about the shortwave, as well as the internet at radioliberty.com, where they can get, of course, the 2 hours here. So give us a call. If you'd like to know more, you can call our exchange at 1-800-544-8927. If you did not get the numbers, but the 2 hours for the afternoon shortwave will be 9.495 on WHRI, and the first hour will be 9.985 on WWCR. Then, of course, we mentioned the book that Fred was talking about, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We recommend it. We don't recommend the spirituality that Mr. Perkins is advocating, because he thinks the Earth's Charter is really great and the people behind it are great. But he recognizes the evil that he was part of, and he does a wonderful expose in the Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And of course, we have a newsletter. I believe that's the January newsletter. We'll send you free of charge if you ask for the newsletter on the Economic Hitman. Of course, we'd like you to get the 4-tape set as well. It's called The Economic Hitman, and in my interviews with Mr. Perkins, to give you some insight into this truly demonic plan by which America, of course, is actually benefiting from the suffering and deprivation in third world countries. Little wonder these countries, many of them, hate the United States today. We are responsible for what our government does, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and our job is to take a stand. What can you do? Well, I'm just one individual. I decided I wanted to do talk radio, and I believe I've had some help from the Lord in doing what I'm doing. But you can do a great deal, too. And if you can't do talk radio or write and get up on the internet, why, tell other people about our programs or copy our newsletters. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and pull down our newsletters and make copies of them. And of course, you can listen to our programs there, and you can copy them off of the internet. And of course, we give you our permission to copy anything we've done in the way of our audio tapes or our videos. And of course, as long as you're not making a profit on them, just get them into other people's hands. We do have a special. You can get any 5 videos that we have produced for $69.95. And we think, of course, the Brotherhood of Darkness, the best enemies money could buy, Iraq, the Untold Story, Population Control. There's so many of the videos. We're going to have a whole flock of new ones very, very soon. Videos will help you to understand really what's going on. If you have not yet heard the 4 or the 5 or the 3-hour versions of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, you need to get them. I suggest the 4 or 5-hour versions of They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll. Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, they all deal with the spiritual battle that we're involved in. And so give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our listeners. And of course, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.